Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, see they ain't ready for us.
Yeah, I was watching Roots today.
And they ain't ready for
me. Thinking about Clips of Kente and all.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
It's in the block of getting out. The only thing I knew was the block. And everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach. And now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug. He feel the drug. Of that lie, of that lie back. Of the near, of that Keisha. And everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud back. I tell you what that loud at. And I tell you what that style at. Yeah, I be instrumented coming down in Grandy. Say Mr. Motley, blackout sounds, you know we can. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand quick. Every time I come, it's critical, I'm off the stand, yeah. But I feel MJ, to the day I feel for Fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened. My people went to joke, to an all high, and to sexism. To they feel, to they drive, to this Illuminati. And they play with their body to any rules. And everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose. I told you about the Great Goose. Nothing in the booth. Live a room, I done speak the truth.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
I started days of old, drop top 9-8. Before the Gucci lanes, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lie's on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, huh? And the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. Whip me till I bleed. I'm going against the grain.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
Every when I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped. Cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life. But endo dub set, cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight known fact. Cause when these rappers going loud and they song saying that they did that, that's when they play with their demons in the closet doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you, my career don't involve around that. That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it. Coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, BHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world's biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap. Yeah.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
welcome once again to, of course, Al Porter, Man in the Streets, chapter 3, verse 23. Chapter 3, verse 23, and, of course, man is an abbreviation, an acronym for music, activism, news. And for those online, just take a look at that phone number of 646-478-0944, which you can call in, like so many other callers that I will be getting to shortly. I promise you that much. I just will need to read you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So I have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones, for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Not sure how long because this is an hour-long program, but I will listen. Disclaimer number three, press one to talk, but Blog Talk's worldwide and may give a false reading. So if I come to you and you don't want to talk, stay silent. You'll go back on hold, but we hope that you will share. And with that being said, wow, I'm looking at like seven callers already. Maybe you all are calling to blame me about something. So just hold the line. I'm going to start off with 216-240. That's 216-240. What's going on with you this evening?
Blackout Sound. What's up with it, Mr. Porter?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well. What about you?
Oh, I'm doing well. I just want to check out what you got going in the next hour, and maybe if you could play that new track, Manda, tonight. Is that a go?
You know something, I might be able to get that on for you. As a matter of fact, I'm looking forward to that. You all have so much good music, and you keep putting out good music. So I'm going to ask you before we move to our next phone call, how important is it for Black House Sounds? What do you all represent when it comes to production, lyrics, and all of that, plus a contact?
Well, what we represent unity. We out there all the time doing shows. When it comes to the hip-hop workshop, we fund that to a certain degree, as in sponsorship. Blackout Sound in the last 2 years have went to a studio, reformed it. Well, I reformed the company and came up with my own production thing going with Blackout Sound from the lava room to my own location. So Blackout Sound is also forming a new Blackout Sound, and it's just new music to come, and we just going to keep working until people listen and turn their head and start supporting us and sponsoring us, Blackout Sound.
Hey, we appreciate that so much. And is there a good contact for you all?
Yes, you can go on the website. You can look at our two videos on YouTube, Turn Up. And the other video is called Everyday. You got to go to Face Off Films to see the Everyday video. But the other one is Joe Legacy Turn Up. When it comes to Al Porter, if you go to his information when it comes to Facebook, you can see a number of things of Black House Sound helping out. And just check us out.
Then thank you so much, and if you hold the line, I promise we'll get some new material on from, of course, Black House Sounds.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know, we're going to move this along as nice and quickly as possible. I want to go and check out this 216-703 that's been holding on for a little while. How you doing out there?
Pretty good.
What's happening with you, and what's on your mind?
This is Young, new artist from Blackout Sound. Just tuning in, asking for the save track as well as my brother Joe Legacy.
Wow, it's a definite honor to have you call in. And when it comes down to it, you've been working with Blackout Sound. How did you all get together?
It's been a long little thing behind the scenes. We've been slowly but surely getting to it, but I got some new material that I'm working on now that soon should be heard. So it's just something that I got for it.
All right, then. I appreciate you for calling in. Anything, contact you want to say, any shout-outs, anything like that?
Young Cleveland Boy Ripley on Facebook. I'm not really posting nothing right now. I am finishing a track up that I might put out tonight. We'll see how it goes. And I have another one that I'm working on and we should have done sometime soon. So it's a work in progress, but we're getting there.
Hey, I like what you said. It's a work in progress, and instead of rushing out junk, you're taking your time to put out nice quality material. So I appreciate and respect that.
For sure, for sure.
All right. I appreciate you for that phone call. Before I go to that 216-450 phone number, I just want to let people know, should they choose, this Saturday, June the 28th, feel free to join Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop and, of course, the Black Man's Army at 11 a.m. at Keith 30th. That's Keith 30th, Community College Boulevard, as we walk the parade route, which will start at Tri-C Metro downtown. Now you can wear your outfits, represent your groups, i.e. your brand name, logo, brand flyers to hand out all through the area as we head to Freely End Settlement. The Freely End Settlement Village, it's a free meal at the end of everything, as well as all kind of performances and things like that for Ward 5. So if you have flyers and you want to represent yourself, that's not a bad area to get out there and at least be seen with what it is that you do. That's this Saturday, early at 11 a.m., East 30th Community College. You'll see everybody lined up for the parade route. Now I'm going to pick on this phone number of 216-450. How you doing?
How you doing this evening, Mr. Porter?
I'm doing excellent. And yourself?
Doing great. I'm calling from the east side of Cleveland. My name's Alicia, by the way. And I'm really digging the group Joe Legacy and Black House Sound songs. And I would like to hear that hit, Man Up.
Okay, then. We're going to have to put something else on from, of course, Black House Sound. Since you requested that, I will go to reach into the file, make sure everything is uploaded, and put in some new music from Black House Sounds for you this evening.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Porter. You have a great evening.
You too. And I must say that I appreciate any, and I do mean this sincerely, any artist that puts in work for themselves to represent and make sure their people turn out from shows to you name it. They do sponsorship. They do so many different things. Black House Sound stays relevant. Extremely relevant. So I have a lot of support for everything they do. As a matter of fact, before I go check in on this, of course, the 216-301 phone number, I just want to go from a Monday to a Monday, top 10 artists or entertainment groups that are at least doing something out there. And starting from number 10, I'll give it up for HJS Music. Number 9, KYYM. She does a lot of nice spiritual music herself. Number 8, debuting back on this list, Miss Cleto, more later. Number 7, I just want to throw out that name of a Sheriff Kilroy. Number 6, debuting, is, of course, Swish Bam, GBS Global LLC. Of course, their Facebook page, you can check them out. They just released a nice DVD film of a lot of things that they've accomplished throughout the years, as well as their greatest hits. I also want to bring up in line to the number 5 spot, DJ Dollar Rock, Down Solid Entertainment, the Midnight Flex Cabaret, Mixin' Live, and all of that, Carry the Whole Event. That was, of course, the past Friday. Number 4, a group that people should be very familiar with, BHS, Black House Sounds. They have been doing major things, as if you didn't know. Of course, number 3, KGZ, that single, Kill George Zimmerman. Jump back up nationwide because of the Zimmerman interest. More on that in a little while. Number 2, debuting, doing their job with interviews, honored by OPN the past Friday, Girl on Fire. the whole entertainment company and everything they represent. Number one, OPN, the All-Lady Cypher, giving that positive feedback for women. That was greatly appreciated and much needed. So I want to check out and see what's going on with 216-301. How are you this evening? 216-301, is there something you'd like to say to us?
Hey, Mr. Porter, this is Ebony Canyon.
And how are you doing?
I am doing absolutely good, and yourself?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm doing excellent, as a matter of fact. Before you say anything, I would just like to say that it's an honor to have someone on who is an author, a published author, and a very relevant story. And if you could take a few minutes, we'd appreciate you to at least let us know what it is that you wrote about and what's going on with you.
I actually have a book titled Left 4 Dead. Like I said, my name is Ebony Canyon, and I was actually just, I'm going to make it a little short for you tonight, Al. I was actually involved in a situation where I was left for dead. I was actually hit by a car, and I was actually left for dead, and I wasn't expected to live. I suffered several injuries. I was actually in a coma for 2 months and also in the hospital for 4 months. But I survived, and I have one heck of a story to tell by the grace of God. And I've actually survived rape, molestation, domestic violence, and also being a widow at a young age. So I just took and I put my story in the book in hopes to inspire and to motivate people and to let them know that they, too, can get through whatever it is that they're going through in life.
Much respect to you on that. As a matter of fact, since that was like a nice little overview of the book itself, I'm going to ask you just a little bit deeper. What do you feel are some of the reasons why you were able to survive through what you went through? Because there were times reading and looking at least my personal copy of the book that I don't really have anything to really like just complain about. And when did you start getting to that point in your life where you were able to move on?
Well, I would actually have to say probably after this situation happened to me, you know, I didn't realize my own strength. I didn't realize how strong I actually was, you know, until I had no choice but to be strong. And this situation right here gave me so much strength, and it had me, you know, focus on forgiveness also, you know, because I forgave the person who actually ran me over, and in the other situation that I've been through, I forgave those people also. So I think it was this point right here that pushed me to go ahead and move on and just tackle life head on.
I can say I respect you for that. I respect you a great deal. How can people receive a copy of your book?
You can actually get a copy of my book, Left 4 Dead, on Amazon, or you can download it on Nook, Kindle, and iBook. And then also you can follow me on Instagram at Survival_Story and then also on Facebook at Survival Story.
I thank you very much for calling in. And once again, the title of your book is?
Left 4 Dead.
I thank you for that. And I just want to say I appreciate the fact that you have been getting out there, not only telling your story, but at our last hip-hop workshop, whenever you have around 80-something people in a room of all ages, and your story was able to captivate and cause people to think, and, of course, with Black House Sounds, they had definitely, of course, sponsored the workshop, but to have you come in and speak, it's very strong and powerful. And if there's a last message you would like to leave people, the floor is open for you.
I guess I just want to leave this message to people, you know, just to never give up, no matter what life throws at you, to never, ever give up. Life is definitely going to throw left and right hooks at you, but you have to dodge them. And if you're hit, once you're knocked down, you got to get back up and put up some type of fight, you know, and just continue to fight and never give up, no matter what life throws at you.
I thank you once again for calling in this evening. And I have a lot of respect for you.
Thank you, Mr. Al Porter. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Of course, that was Sister Ebony Canyon. Very powerful book indeed. Before I get to any other announcements or anything like that, I have a few more phone callers to get to. I need to go and check out what's going on with this 216-357 phone number. That's 216-357. How are you this evening?
Hey, Mr. Porter.
Oh, wow.
This is Natasha, girl on fire. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. I'm doing excellent. Okay. You're another person, besides some of the phone callers who called earlier, you're a person that people definitely need to know because you throw, like, epic events and all of that. So I'm going to start and ask, what is Girl on Fire?
Wow. Girl on Fire has taken on a personality of its own. We are technically a nonprofit organization that supports women, men, and children who are entrepreneurs or who want to become entrepreneurs, and we provide the resources and the guidance to help them or to usher them into that direction.
Got you. Got you. And what's coming up next?
Wow. Specifically, I mean, the second annual Girl on Fire Awards, the Girl on Fire Awards 2014. And this award show is something I take pride in because I get to honor women who are doing some excellent things, not only, you know, in the business world, but also in their communities. This is not a local awards show. We celebrate women from all over the, not just the U.S., but all over the world. I've been honored to have people contact me and say, well, I love what you're doing with this show. I love the concept. How can I get involved? I love it when people come to me and say that because that's how you know you got something. I want to be able to not only, you know what I'm saying, celebrate the women, but we also want to celebrate our men and our children because with appreciation comes respect, and with respect comes acknowledgement, and with acknowledgement comes everything. You have a more peaceful way of living. You're creating your own utopia when you're doing things that you want to do instead of the things that you feel like you have to do.
Got you on that. I really do. And can you give us, like, some dates of when things are coming up this year and how people can go about voting for certain people in categories and all of that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to let everybody know that this year we have 10 honorees. We have quite a few of my favorites. We have Danita Harris from Channel 5 News, who we're honoring. We have Dolores Presley from the Up Women. We have Tierra Williams, LaToya Jones, and I'm forgetting somebody else, I'm sure. It'll come back to me. But we also have people from all over the United States. From other countries as well. I have a young lady that's now my African ambassador. She's from Ghana. She's being honored as well. We have a young lady, an editor of a magazine from London, England. She's being honored. We have doctors and philanthropists and humanitarians. So, you know, this isn't just something that I came up with off the top of my head and was like, you know, this is what I want to do. I'm going to go ahead and do it, try it, and see how it goes. No, this is something that's going to be ongoing. So I want to get as many people involved as possible. How you can do that is by, one, either emailing me at girlonfireinternational@gmail.com, or you can log on to our website at www.girlonfireawards.com. There you will be able to find anything that you need. If you need help with anything, there's a reply, something or another that you can send to us, and we'll get back with you. You can go on there to vote for whoever you feel should win in a category. Well, I don't like to call it voting. I call it polling. We have so many different people from the city of Cleveland who are not, who were nominated, amazing people. The last caller, Ebony Canyon, she was nominated for 2 awards. So you, you never know what you're going to see on our website because we're constantly updating it.
Beautiful. Then I thank you so much. And any other contact that you would like to leave with us?
No, that's basically it, you know. And anybody that knows me, though, they can reach me on Facebook. I'm Latasha, S-T-U-D-O, Glover. I am on Instagram at Girl on Fire Awards. I'm on Twitter at G-O-F-A-I-N-T. So whatever you need, if you can't find me by those labels or titles, I don't know how else you're going to find me. But definitely reach out to me because I'm interested in everyone's project. And when you reach out to me, if we can collab on something, we can get something together and do it for the city, then I'm all for it. So just let me know.
Then I appreciate you very much for definitely calling in this evening. And hopefully you'll hear a few other things that we'll be talking about that you'll appreciate and enjoy.
All right.
All right. Once again, thank you so much for the phone call because, like I say, we are definitely learning some things this evening, and it's a big blessing in itself. And speaking of blessings, we have a lot of phone callers who at least a lot of people will be hearing some things about Black House Sounds, including an announcement coming out that I don't think a few people may be expecting, but that's all right. I'm going to go to that 216-486 phone number and see what's going on at 486. You know the area code is 216. How are you out there? 216-486? Apparently they called them.
Hello. Sorry about that, but I was so busy and engrossed in listening to the people until I did read that copy of your book. I started on Left 4 Dead, and I found it to be very fascinating. And I'm waiting to hear all the knowledge and wisdom that you have for us tonight.
Hey, we're going to do our best to give you a couple of those things in between. We appreciate you for calling in, as always.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. It's good to be able to talk, but you have one mouth and two ears, which means it must be much more better to listen. I'm giving you fair warning before I come to, of course, 216-318 to see what's on your mind. I just want to let people know that, of course, a little announcement, that, of course, the Spitboxers Legendary True School Hip-Hop Event, number 260, is tomorrow at midnight at the City Break Studio, 3211 West 32nd Street, Sackett, off West 25th. And that'll be tomorrow, June 24th. It's a blessing that that's also my birthday. And we will not only celebrate the birthday with, of course, playing music from, of course, one of the upcoming releases. It's a release that I'm very thankful of because my brother in all of this, Joe Legacy, Black House Sounds, so it should be very interesting because we want to make sure that a couple of these tracks get an actual listening party in front of a major audience. And, of course, Black House Sounds, obviously, I know they're surprised out there listening. They're definitely invited in free to check out everything, and that's off of West 32nd. And Sackett, right off West 25th. You go one block before Metro Hospital. Everything starts at 8 o'clock. And also a couple of longtime legends that will be performing will be Miss Cleto. Of course, she's been performing for years. And the legendary Ballhead Fred. who has been performing since the 90s, gives away DVDs of knowledge such as Hidden Colors, One and Two, The Spook Who Sat by the Door, and his hit single, JGZ, Kill George Zimmerman, which was banned on Facebook and YouTube. And, of course, a Beat Street Dance-Off starts at 8:15, producer battles at 9:30 p.m., as well as the MC battles and more producers battles as well. For more info, you can call 202-GMS-1 or email hoodfamoustv@gmail. It's $5 after 9:30 p.m., but then again, everybody knows that you just heard the surprise for BHS, Black House Sounds, and a few other things like that. So, you know, I'm looking up here at that 216-318 phone number. I'm hoping that you have something to say this evening. 216-318, what's going on with you out there?
Hi, Mr. Porter. How are you? This is Jason from West Park.
Wow. I'm doing excellent. As a matter of fact, you're getting ready to give some quote-unquote information, I'm sure.
I am, yes. Well, first of all, happy birthday.
I appreciate it.
Here you have a birthday coming up. And I'm calling about the campaign to ban our red light cameras and speed cameras in Cleveland. And I don't know, would you rather have me at is there a later segment of the show for that, or is there
Let me tell you something. We have talked about the red light cameras for so long, the unconstitutionality of those red light cameras, so it's on you. Speak about it, please, and what's being done on your part, how we can find you and become a movement of that.
Well, thank you. I have been working on a petition campaign in Cleveland. We're trying to get a charter amendment onto the ballot to ban red light cameras and speed cameras. This would we're going to be turning the petitions in August for the November ballot, and we're going to be at the this coming weekend. It is the Waterloo Arts Festival in Collinwood. It's in the Waterloo Arts District from noon to 7 p.m. We have at least a couple of volunteers, including myself, walking around collecting signatures. And we're also going to be at the event that Mr. McCoy is planning for July 12th, on Saturday, July 12th, on the
yes,
East Bank Street Pier at 3:30 p.m. To protest the red light cameras and speed cameras. According to Mr. McCoy, it's going to be like the Boston Tea Party, but for red light cameras. And I hope that doesn't mean that we're going to be dumping them into the harbor, but
we are the tickets, because there'll be a few things done with those tickets that day. But go ahead.
Thank you. And we need volunteers to help collect signatures. We have right now about 9,400 signatures. We hope to get 12,000, which is double the number of valid signatures that we need. We need 6,013 valid signatures, but inevitably some of those signatures are going to be are invalid because people inadvertently signed twice, or it turns out they're registered at a different address. So we're trying to get 12,000 so that even if half of them are invalidated, we'll still be safe and we'll get this on the November ballot.
Beautiful.
So,
if you can take at least two more minutes to let people know not only how they can get in touch with you to become a member, but if you can also let us know why you feel that is that the red light cameras are unconstitutional.
Well, as far as the constitutionality, if you get one of these camera tickets, you don't have, according to the city of Cleveland and according to the state of Ohio, you don't have the same due process rights that you would have if you received a real traffic citation from a police officer. There's no right to confront your accuser. There's no presumption of innocence. In some cities, and I believe Cleveland is one of them, they actually require you to pay the fine in advance in order to challenge the citation. And then if they decide that you are guilty, then they supposedly will refund the money to you. They also they're really a money maker for a private corporation, and the city pays a commission to this company, which is a subsidiary of Xerox Corporation, and the city only gets about $40 from every $100 ticket. So each of these tickets takes about $60 out of the local economy. And a study by Ronnie Dunn, a professor at CSU, found that the cameras in Cleveland disproportionately ticket African Americans. And that was before the city council voted to double the number of cameras. And as you probably have seen, a disproportionate number of the new cameras are on the east side. So that racial disparity probably has gotten worse in the past year.
Yes, sir. Then thank you very much for that. And if you can let people
thank
know
you.
How to contact you.
Sure. My number is 216-318-9704. You can give me a call, and if you would like to help circulate petitions, and I will make arrangements to get petition forms to you. If you would like to help with a financial contribution to our campaign, and we are going to need at least a little bit of funding to campaign for this amendment, so we do get it on the ballot, you can go to rally.org/liberateohio.
Then thank you again very much for giving us much-needed information. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Porter.
No problem. As a matter of fact, we have issued one last thing to add on it, like it has been said a few times ago on this program, that a lot of people feel that the red light cameras are unconstitutional because they strip American citizens their right to go in front of a municipal court judge to hear their case. Instead, they go in front of a city officer who will more than likely side with the city, and you cannot challenge the calibration of the cameras, none of that. So that's a very important thing right there, and we appreciate him for calling in, Jason, to give us much-needed information. Also, we're doing our best. We have petitions on hand, and, of course, our Black-on-Black crime meetings, which are every Wednesday, Creator Willing, and, of course, 14715 Euclid Avenue. That's 14715 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland. You'll see us right in the storefront. Hard to miss us. I'm going to check out what's going on at 216-400. That's 216-400. How are you this evening?
Hello. Hey, Al. Kathy Coleman, Cleveland Urban News. You have such a splendid show. I like how you handle your audience. You're relaxed and intuitive. It's good to know that we have strong black men out here like you. I want to thank you for what you do for the black community and others. And I'm calling because you're welcome. In terms of the traffic light cameras, it'll be intriguing because that case is before the Ohio Supreme Court out of Toledo. And I don't know if Cleveland's going to try to get those two combined. I forgot the legal term for that. But the Ohio Supreme Court will likely decide it, and maybe the U.S. Supreme Court. But what's intriguing is that the municipal judges don't want their role, their roles usurped either. And it is true that they disproportionately impact the black community. We've been out there picketing. And speaking of Left for Dead, I'm glad to see young people that are writing. We ask them to tune in to ClevelandUrbanNews.com. I'm representing the Imperial Women Coalition. And we are going to have a rally. It's been changed to Tuesday of next week, Al, because Thursday is the 4th of July. I spoke with Don Bryant, and it's around 137 shots. It will be at Heritage Middle School, and we want to deal with the fact that the 12 cops that gunned down Melissa and Williams on November 29, 2012, Melissa Williams and Timothy Russell, following a car chase from Cleveland to East Cleveland, two unarmed blacks with 137 bullets got off. And one reason they got off is because our wonderful Cuyahoga County Prosecutor Tim McGinty promised, allegedly according to the teachers union, that he was going to recommend that they go free. And as a result, we believe he tainted that grand jury process. Data show that blacks and others are repeatedly subject to multiple grand juries based on the same evidence, same issues, and therefore we're calling for another grand jury independent of what we view as Mr. McGinty's prejudicial influence. We're also calling for civil rights violations. We call on the NAACP to stand up. Michael Nelson was on TV talking about he wants the people, the police to tell the truth. When he needs to stand up. That's the silliest thing I've ever heard of. They have not stood up once and demand, seriously, we want you to tell the truth. Stand up, Michael Nelson. And see, because of his relationship with McGinty, his relationship, some of those attorneys, we can't get an NAACP to stand up for the black community. So the rally, and I'm not trying to be negative, but we got to get these people out of the role that we believe are using these roles for their own personal gain. And I'm not saying Michael Nelson is, but look at his record. What has he ever really said in this case other than platitudes? And we don't need a lot of platitudes. Either you're going to stand up or they need to be picketed. Now, we will be there at 5:15 on Tuesday. And next Tuesday, what is that date? Because Thursday is the 26th.
Oh, my goodness.
That's 26th and 9:30. It's the 1st.
Are you talking about the 1st of July?
Yes, are you with us, Al?
Yes, I am with you on that. Heritage Park, East Cleveland.
And let me tell you something. I talked to Al, to Art, and I know a lot of people at some level, they think, well, they ran from the cops allegedly, but that's a misdemeanor, not a death sentence. We're speaking to their lawyer, Terry Gilbert, and just as the police have come together for Mr. Brelo, the one that did get indicted of the 13 non-black officers on two counts of voluntary manslaughter, sort of, why can't we come together as a black community? Why is it always somebody trying to protect the establishment to the detriment of our community? Can you answer that for me?
Yes, I can. I feel like a lot of times, there can be selfishness on different parts of everything. There can also be a time that we don't get a chance to come together and iron out differences. Once you iron out your own differences, then you can get anything you want because the establishment is already together. The wheels of justice or injustice are together. So I thank you for that question, but if you can tell me before you leave out what newspaper you represent, and how can people
well, let me say this first.
We will be meeting
at the Chateau next this Wednesday at 5:30 at 13124 Euclid to organize for next Tuesday. That's going to be the first in a series of rallies. ClevelandUrbanNews.com is Ohio's most read digital black newspaper. And that what comes with that is harassment. I want to say to the community that McGinty has targeted me and harassed me. Chase Mortgage broke into my home recently around this kind of fiasco and because of the writings, because free speech rocks, The pen is mightier than the sword, and these corrupt politicians and other and other people think they can do whatever they want. Chickens will come home to roost sooner or later. So now we want
indeed.
The community to come out and stand up and demand that the jury that a new jury is convened, because data show that blacks are sent before multiple juries, but yet these cops, and I'm not anti-police, can only go before one, and McGinty should either be neutral and unbiased, or he should resign, and he needs to quit kissing up to the NAACP and trying to manipulate that forum to protect police that need to be brought before a duly impaneled jury of their peers. And I like you because you're articulate, you're not harassing. See, when I used to bring this up sometime at Black on Black, they try to run me out of there because McGinty had friends. I'm glad that the group is beginning to see that we're better off sticking together than lobbying for these politicians that don't mean right by the black community, in my opinion. Because he showed us where he stands. He promised the cops, the union, that he was going to back them. Why would you do that before a jury convenes and thinks the black community is so docile and the NAACP is so on the take that he can literally do that in the face of black leaders and nobody says a word?
Thank you very much for your call. I'm going to move to the other callers, but thank you for your support, and people will support you. Thank you.
Thank you. It's not me. It's the community.
Yes, it is the community, and I appreciate Sister Coleman for that. I have to go down real quick. Trust me, everybody will get a chance. I'm going to see what's going on with 216-772. You're online. 216-772.
Hello,
how are you doing?
I'm well. You got a lot of action going on the radio tonight. That's wonderful. Ditto on the last speaker, the last caller, Kathy Coleman. My name is Don Bryant, and I'm working with Kathy and other groups trying to bring them all in to the table to protest the 137 shots decision with the manslaughter, only two manslaughter charges against Reload Brelo. That's my nickname for Reload Brelo. The cop is reloaded. Yeah, we gotta have sound bites because, like she said, the establishment is well organized, and we need to be equally well organized. So we're gonna meet on Wednesday, as Ms. Coleman said, at the mansion on Euclid, and she gave the address.
The
Chateau Mansion.
Yes,
it's about East 131. Yes. Also, we will be vigiling at Heritage Middle School July 1st, 5:15 p.m. I'm going to make a Facebook event, so
nice.
I'll invite Al. I'll invite you, Mr. Porter, and then people on the show can look on your wall for the details. Oh, you know, we just got to keep on keeping on. And there's just a lot of issues. I mean, I got a couple other things going on. This Friday we're doing a no U.S. intervention on Iraq in Iraq this Friday at the federal building at 4 o'clock. I know there's a lot of issues, but they're all interrelated because the money that we spend there in Iraq is being depleted from our cities right here.
Wow.
I know one of the news commentators said that the group ISIS, the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, is going in on the three roads in the Baghdad. But who built those roads? You and I built those roads.
Wow.
I mean, you know, so keep the money home. That's what we're talking about. You know, let's put some books back in the schools, and let's keep Cleveland, East Cleveland, soluble, and let's get some jobs, you know, in the cities here, because this place is collapsing. It's sad. I mean, I have more and more people, even in the community where I live, in North Royalton, the suburbs, people are suffering. It's happening all over. I mean, there's going to be a revolution. If people quit watching TV, they'd know it's time for a revolution. Anyway.
Thank you.
That's my spiel. Yes, sir.
I appreciate it. And I thank you.
All right.
How can people find you on Facebook or anything like that?
Well, Don Bryant, for one, and we got a group called Cleveland People's Forum, which we post your show and other shows and events. If people go to the Cleveland People's Forum, and we'll be glad to put you on there to keep in touch. And that's about it for the moment. All right.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
I appreciate
play
that.
Play some music.
If y'all I will do that after I get in that last phone call. As a matter of fact, what I will do is, for right now, I want to check and see that 216534. What's going on and what's on the mind of 216534?
Hello?
Yes. How are you?
Hear me?
I hear you.
Well,
how you doing, brother?
You hear me?
Yes, I do now.
Okay, cool. Peace, Black Divinity. How you doing, Cher? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Peace, Black Divinity. What's going on, man? It's Fred, Ballhead Fred.
Hey, I know it's Ballhead Fred. What's on your mind this evening, brother?
Good, man. I ain't much got much time. I just want to give you happy birthday, man. Thanks for the shout-out. Yeah, I'm giving away, you know, DVDs, Black Conscious DVDs, Black Divine DVDs, rather. You know, catch me on the street, I give them to you, you know what I'm saying? Give you quite a few of you, like, you know. And I just want to make a quick response about the cameras, the camera police.
Yes, sir.
All I want to say is, man, you know, the system of white supremacy is always about extortion. You know what I mean? It's always going to be like that. You know, it ain't about your rights. It's about making money. You know, it's about prison business, you know. Extortion. That's what it is. That's all it is. I mean, if you really want to stop the cameras from violating your rights, shoot them down. That's all I can say. That's all I can say. That's the only solution to that. You know what I mean?
I appreciate you.
Okay, Sharon.
I really do appreciate you. Hey, no problem, brother.
All right.
Black Divinity. As a matter of fact, before I play the next track, I just want to point out the fact that the Cuyahoga County prosecutor, Tim McKinney, said CPD officer Michael Brigelow stood on Tim Russell's car and unloaded 15 gunshots at Russell and Melissa Williams, and that's unjustifiable. Now, McKinney had said Brigelow stood less than 5 feet from Russell, who was, of course, 43 years old, and Melissa Williams, 30. McKinney said the shooting came after police chase escalated to Blues Brothers proportions. Now, I guess McKinney means a 22-minute chase that involved 62 cop cars firing 137 shots at Russell's 1979 Malibu. Now, the shooting had stopped for at least 4 seconds before Brigelow climbed on the hood and began firing. Now, Brigelow had been indicted on charges of voluntary manslaughter, slap on the wrist, and if convicted could serve 6 to 22 years. Now, McKinney said there's no justification for those actions, including pausing to reload and firing a full 49 times. Now, because of those statements, defense attorney Patrick D'Angelo, who represents Brigelow and 4 sergeants and a lieutenant on dereliction of duties charges, called for a gag order. Now, D'Angelo said the statements from McGinty were inflammatory, insensitive, unethical, and distorted. Like climbing on the hood or firing 137 shots is inflammatory, insensitive, unethical, or distorted. Now, McGinty's against the gag order, saying D'Angelo represents the police union, and the gag order would silence attorneys, but not union members, who could speak openly about the case. Now, McGinty, still under scrutiny, and rightfully so, as a few callers said earlier, because on June the 2nd, he filed to dismiss involuntary manslaughter charges against the 12 remaining artists, the 12 remaining officers, with a right to refile. Now, here's the point to that. Recently, McGinty called it a clerical administrative error, which means McGinty isn't planning on doing much at all to the other officers. Now, Prosecutor McGinty said based on the law. He didn't recommend, and the grand jury didn't seek charges against any of the other 12. That's why it's very important for us to be vigilant, to be out there to see what's going on in the community and to take steps, which were given to us by some of the phone callers who called in who have been on the front lines. Since I was not able to load up one particular track, I'm going to play a track that Black House Sounds had done that even mentioned a few things, from 137 shots to being out there on the front lines and to a few other things like that. To me, it's a classic when you get artists out there who recognize the importance of everything from what's needed from a revolution to at least being aware of what's going on. My hats go off to some of the nicest performers out there, and of course, I'll say producing units, to you name it. This is from Black House Sound.
Black House Sound, B, man, it's the web for the hip hop workshop. You know what I'm saying? Network style. Gotta pay homage to that. You know what I'm talking about?
It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work. How we put them lyrics on the back to it work. How it be that hip hop workshop. It be that hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work. How we put them lyrics on the back to it work. I'm on a different channel until we work. Got Motley spitting verses until we work. I might the music surface, look like no commercial. Will they claim my group was so controversial? Before my Taylor slow, dedicated to get the dough. Back 2005, on the court was letting them know. Black on black crime, East Cleveland fest be going down. The rock is in its prime. Hip hop workshop help you use your mind on the day we grind. Too many snakes to promote us. That's why I got it, said take heed to stop for taking over. Cleveland talent is cold. Opening up the doors. For Cleveland hip-hop awards. You think I learned about third boys? You don't support Cleveland artists in which you so concerned for. None of you wanna try to show people become a third boy.
Workshop, it be the hip-hop workshop, yeah. We on that work. How we put the lyrics on the bag. Do we work? How it be the hip-hop workshop, it be the hip-hop workshop, yeah. We on that work. How we put the lyrics on the page. We work out.
BC Neighborhood, Ping Pong, and Chef House. That's where the hip-hop workshop started out. Design of a decade, 2004. We're legendary, historic, and much more. First hip-hop show at the EC Theater. The first hip-hop show at the Call and Post building. Our photos made the plane dealer many times. Many Suave Gotti coming through just to drop a rhyme. Be real, Poppin' Willie in his wheelchair. After we, Brother Ted, they were there. Alex Moore and Malika filmed the show. Remember Londie, Brandon, and Josh Soul. Red Dog, the brother dressed in all red. AUG and beat effect the thoroughbred. It's time to go back into rhyme. Back to the future, back into time. True Cap, Space 216 was called Soldier. Nappy Head Fred was Fred G, but old dub and old now he's Bald Head Fred. Remember Renaissance? Before Oprah, you became the Dollhouse. The governor of EC, who used to rock. Changed his name to Sean Niggy Knock. And paved the way for On Deck DNA. Almost forgot Big E and Solomon Kane. The Terror Slow from Chemical Ali. Big Buddha Star would sing R&B. Queen of Sue and Dove kept it Afrocentric. Bill Swain kept the revolution mentioned. Shout out to the creator. Mama Porter, Dollar Rock, Lady D, Art McCoy, you can be mean, but keep it clean.
It be the hip-hop workshop.
with them lyrics on the back. So we work out and be that hip hop work shop and be that hip hop work shop. Yeah, we on that work out. We put them lyrics on the back. So we work out.
When I first started out, I simply tripped down, Euclid and Ebro. That's when Dollar Rock was on the turntable, straight rocking the show. 5 years later, when Sherrod opened the door, I knew I felt blessed. That's when I got promotional inspiration from GMX. That beautiful voice from Miss Tammy always relieved my stress, cause she let me know when it comes to life, it's a valuable test. When you got one to live, you try your best to achieve something for it. That's why I love colors of the rainbow from the solo poet. That motivate me to do my thing and just keep phone flowing, whatever time from 10-08, man, just kept my mind going. From black on black to the OPN, man, that's love I'm showing. Because they said this on the movement, it's just currency growing. Shouts out to Art McCoy for keeping alive 137 shots. That's why I say such a freaking high side. From crook and cop, hip-hop workshop is the bread that I have you on a journey to fame. If you ain't about that, then listen to Ronnie B's Windows of Pain. It be that hip hop work shop. It be that hip hop work shop. Yeah, we on that work out. We put the lyrics on the back. So we work out. It be that hip hop work shop. It be that hip hop work shop. Yeah, we on that work out. We put them lyrics on the back. So we work out.